This is Oakville's coronavirus update for Saturday, April 6, 2024. New daily cases in Oakville continue to slowly decline, but the start of April saw multiple cases admitted to the hospital and the opening of at least one new, confirmed outbreak. After it was reported there were zero active cases of COVID-19 being treated in Helton last week, three patient admissions have been recorded across all regional hospitals this week. Another new outbreak has opened in Helton at an unnamed seniors care home. Three outbreaks in total are currently open. Helton region is now averaging just under 30 new cases per week, notably more than the 1 to 2 per day being reported just a few weeks ago. Testing positivity has risen from 6.5% to 8.1% of all conducted tests in Helton, but those only include those confirmed by a lab-conducted PCR test. Nationwide, Canada reports the number of hospitalizations are decreasing by dozens of cases every day. This week saw a report of only 14 deaths. U.S. hospitalizations are again down significantly this week. The global confirmed count of cases surpassed 775 million this week, counting worldwide since the start of the pandemic. 7 million people worldwide have died due to COVID-19, though the real count of unofficial deaths is millions higher. *** Vaccine booking. All doses and booster doses are now available for anyone in Helton age 5 and up. First doses are available for those 6 months and older. While Helton's vaccine clinics are now closed, most pharmacies and healthcare centers are offering all numbered doses and boosters to patients. *Click here to book a vaccination appointment at a local pharmacy or primary care office for any numbered dose of vaccine, including all boosters. New data from Helton Regional Health as of this week. Helton is averaging 3.0 new COVID-19 cases per day, a small decrease from last week's 4.0 average daily cases. There are 3 active outbreaks in Helton. One more than last week. 8.1% of locally administered COVID-19 tests are coming back positive, 1.6% more than last week. 3 people are being treated in hospital with COVID-19, 3 more than last week. Vaccinations in Helton region. At least 1.67 million doses have been administered in Helton. 94% of Helton residents have at least 2 doses, the primary series. 15% of eligible Helton residents, age 12+, are up to date on their booster shots, have had the primary series and a booster dose in the last 6 months. 46% of eligible residents have a primary series and a booster more than 6 months ago. Canadian COVID-19 update. Canada has had 4.67 million cumulative cases of COVID-19. There are 668,000 active cases in Canada, plus 300 this week. 2,362 people are currently in hospital, minus 47 this week. There are 52,585 deaths to date, plus 14 this week. 82.57% of Canadians have at least 2 doses of vaccine. 51.62% of Canadians are vaccinated, including 1 or more booster doses. Global COVID-19 update. U.S. hospitalizations are down 15.3% this past week. U.S. deaths have decreased 20% this week. Americans up to date with all recommended vaccine booster doses are no longer being reported by the CDC. 775.13 million people worldwide have been diagnosed with COVID-19 since the pandemic started. 7.03 million people have died. 42,300 people worldwide have been infected in the last 7 days. The evidence is clear. Though transmission has dramatically slowed, vaccination, including all recommended booster shots, is still the best way to be protected from contracting COVID-19. Local, provincial, national and international health units affirm the same data that Canada's approved vaccines and all boosters effectively protect you from COVID-19 and significantly reduces your risk of getting sick, going to the hospital, and dying from the disease. Book a vaccination appointment for any numbered dose of vaccine, including all boosters, online here. Sources: Halton Region, and halton.ca/COVID-19 closing parenthesis. Halton Healthcare, Joseph Brandt Hospital, HDSB COVID Advisory Page, The Government of Ontario Dashboard, Public Health Ontario COVID-19 Data Tool, Government of Canada, COVID-19 Vaccination Tracker Canada, The U.S. Center for Disease Control, Our World in Data, Johns Hopkins University Research Center, World Health Organization.